You are listening to Destiny Pizza.
Today is Friday, August 14th, 2015, week 118 of Destiny Pizzas. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
Let's get into some Netflix recommendations. My recommendation this week is Wet Hot American Summer. Because I feel like for film savvy people and older people, it'll be a bigger hit than it was for our age people and less film savvy people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, go watch it. You heard what I said about it earlier this week. We don't have to describe it again.
My recommendation is Starship Troopers, which is about a bunch of people who are at war with bugs in space. And somehow the bugs are able to launch
like acid or something, right?
Giant rocks at Earth or something. I don't know. It's very crazy. But, yeah, it's a bunch of big space, killing bugs in space. It's awesome. Check it out.
Yeah. And PH is in it.
Yes.
There's a see-through violin in it.
Yes.
That's all I remember.
And, yes, they kill bugs. That's all I know.
Yeah, how was your week?
All right.
Yeah.
Went to Dallas Cowboys training camp, which is like a couple miles from my house. So that was interesting. A ton of people there. And I actually saw two car accidents in the same day.
No, that's crazy.
It's really weird.
You saw them happen?
Yeah. Like I first went the same day. Same day I went to the Dallas Cowboys training camp, actually. This is on Thursday. And I went. It was like right as I was going to work. Right outside, because I'm right by the road at my house.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I hear something, and then I catch the end of it where one car is facing one side of the road, and one car is facing the other. So it must have, like, turned. It must have, like, flipped the other car. So there was, like, a huge accident. I didn't think anybody was hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, there's an accident right there. And then later, it was, like, right in front of where the Dallas Cowboys were having their training camp, I saw another one. I was about to turn that way, and I just saw it happen. And one dude went up, like, on the curb, and, like, his whole car got wrecked, and the other guy's half of his car got wrecked, and nobody was hurt there either. So,
oh, wow.
So I'm glad no one was hurt in these accidents, but it was just crazy. I'm like, I just saw one this morning.
That's nuts.
Like, I've never seen a car accident in my life
happen. I think everything happens
live.
Two and twos.
It was really weird.
Like, I remember that one time you told me that you got pulled over twice on the same day.
Yeah, yeah.
That's crazy.
That was weird, too.
Car-related things happened in twos.
I don't know. Later. Yeah. Yeah. I should expect it to happen at this point.
Yeah.
A second time.
That's weird.
And then I went kayaking this morning.
Oh, nice.
With my dad at Dana Point.
How was that?
It was nice. But I saw the weirdest thing when we were rowing back in.
You didn't see two of them by any chance?
Well, I saw two flags.
Huh.
One flag, the American flag. And then I saw the Confederate flag on that. It was so weird.
On like a yacht or something?
On like a boat, yeah, just coming out.
Like a big boat or like an expensive boat or like...
It's a good size boat. I mean, not a huge boat. It was a good size
boat. Like a boat you steer or like a boat with like sails on and stuff?
A boat you steer. Then not a sailboat. But it was really weird.
That's strange.
I was like, really? Like, I don't think I've ever seen a Confederate flag in California.
Flying around in California? I don't think so. Unless you see, like, stickers and stuff.
Yeah.
Every so often.
Yeah. But I don't think they were literally waving the flag. Like, American flag on top. And then they were waving.
I thought you were saying, like, there's someone there physically waving. I was like, they are trying to send a message.
They just had, like, a pole, and they had the American flag on top, the Confederate flag below it. And I was like, really? Confederate flag?
That's
what I'm seeing here?
That's
it was weird
crazy.
To me. I was like, that doesn't happen around here.
No.
So I was like, whoa, that's crazy.
That was pretty crazy.
But kayaking was good. The weather was like, right when we left, it was like starting to get sunny and hot, but it was like
it was
cool,
nice and cool.
In the morning. It wasn't too busy, too crowded there.
Hmm.
So it was good.
Yeah, what did I do this? I didn't do much this week. I went to the new tea place, which I talked about. Hung out with my family a lot because, like, my sister was here the whole week, and she left on Saturday, so, like, I hung out with the kids and my sister a lot. Tried that new ice cream place called Cream. Not really that new anymore.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'm going to go back there.
Where is it at?
There's one in Aliso Viejo, and there's one in the Spectrum.
Yeah.
And their ice cream, compared to Diddy Reese, I think we were spoiled. It's like $4, I think, for one of these sandwiches. Diddy Reese is like $1.50.
Yeah. You can't beat Diddy Reese. You can't. Yeah. It's hard to go. And, was it a cookie sandwich? Or just
it's like a cookie sandwich.
Oh, it's like the same Diddy Reese knockoff.
It's just like Diddy Reese. But they call them cookies, carnival cookies, like the one I got.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, maybe it's like a Funfetti cookie. Uh-huh. That's the logical reason to me, like reasoning. It was an M&M cookie. I was like, why don't you just call them M&M cookies or candy cookies or whatever?
Yeah. That weird carnival cookie.
So I was like, that was kind of disappointing. Went to the tea place yesterday twice. I went to the movies yesterday. Yeah, I've just been hanging out with the kids, really. Mm-hmm. I can't think of anything else I did. Work was like, whatever. Did a lot of water balloons again.
Yeah, more water balloons.
More water balloons.
How many have you gone through?
Oh my God, I have no idea. You keep buying more,
or you've just had
a bunch? I keep buying more. Because like I went to the... Because we've been buying all these different types of water balloons, and we found out like which ones we like and which ones are not good.
Yeah.
So like Party City doesn't have good water balloons. Like the best water balloons I found are these... I think the brand is called Water Bomb.
Mm-hmm.
And you get like 100 of them. The only problem is they have like this hose thing that they sell, like give you with the kit. And that doesn't fit my hose.
Oh.
But then their water balloons are the best.
Mm-hmm.
And then my water balloon filler, I got one of those things where you put the water balloon on, fill it, and you like it has like a stick that you put around and it ties it for you. That thing stopped working. Now it leaks out water like crazy. So I guess the tying thing still works, but whatever. And that. And then my chili pepper plant, I'm really disappointed. I've been growing chili peppers like for the last... Mm-hmm. Since my birthday, I think, is when they started sprouting out.
Mm-hmm.
So for over 3 months now, and I found out one of the plants I planted, or like a few of the plants I planted, weren't like super hot chili peppers. They're like banana peppers, which like aren't spicy.
But you just found that out recently?
Yeah, because there's like no way to know until like they start planting, like bearing chilies, right?
Yeah.
But I guess I shouldn't be too disappointed by it because I was looking to buy banana pepper seeds.
So you wanted it anyway.
Yeah, but then like I want the main thing I was after was like those super hot chili peppers.
But you have any of those or just...
No, not that I know of. And then I found out that like my plants were next to one of my mom's plants, and my mom's plant had these insects, so those insects have been eating leaves off like some of the plants, and then we found that out today. So I moved my plants out in the sun, and I was like, these things are getting sun like 18 hours a day now. Instead of being close to her, like, it had the weirdest insects on them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really smart insects, too. There would be on one side of the plant, like on the stem.
Yeah.
And I'd go towards that side, and it'd scoot around the stem. It was weird, dude.
Avoiding you?
Yeah, because I was trying to get it with like these tweezers and killing them. And so I think since we got all that under control, I think it'll be okay. And
start growing.
It'll start growing properly. Unless, like two of the plants just have like no leaves on them because these leaves have been completely destroyed by these insects. And so I have shishito peppers growing, which are like the Japanese peppers, which aren't spicy. And then I have banana peppers growing, which aren't spicy at all. And I don't know what else is growing there, but it's nice because like the banana peppers, like my niece can eat them. Like you could eat them. It's just like a bell pepper, like a weird shaped bell pepper.
It's not so, like spicy.
So I ate one of them, which I guess was kind of exciting, but I like had no taste to it. And I was like, oh, so disappointing. I was hoping to grow like
not
the spiciest peppers in the world. And I got stuck with like the mildest peppers in the world. It literally tastes like nothing.
But how did you not know what you were planting before you planted it?
Because I just buy the seeds online and you just like germinate them, and they're little, just like it just grows, and you don't know what it is. It could be a bell pepper for all you. Like all the seeds look the same.
Okay.
So like it could be an honest mistake, but I doubt it.
Yeah.
I only pay, it's only like $2 or $3 per seed packet, so it's no big deal. You get like 30 seeds in each packet, so it just sucks that it's taken 3 months to find out that it's not the right
quite
one.
A long time.
So now I have to go. I bought another like dozen Carolina, or I think I, and then the thing is when I planted them, I was like germinating different seeds, and I was like, well, I don't know if these are going to germinate, so let me germinate other seeds. So I don't know what seeds were which. So I could have very well been planning on planting banana pepper seeds. I don't remember what my mind was like 4 months ago.
Dude, how many seeds you put in one?
In one area? Because it's all hydroponically grown. It's like 72 seeds.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I don't remember what all of them were.
Yeah, so they're all like together. So well, you don't know what's sprouting up where?
They're like different little individual pods.
Yeah.
So I see them sprouting up individually, and then obviously some of them
didn't sprout. But you put one seed individually?
Yeah, in each one. Mm-hmm. So I don't remember which one's which.
Yeah.
And so I have a new tray that's just germinating right now, and that's just Carolina Reaper, allegedly.
Yeah.
So it's exciting. Like pretty big peppers, like by the size of my finger right now. Mm-hmm. It'll be exciting to see how big it gets, though.
Yeah. Because are you going to try to grow one like as big as you can?
No, I'm probably just going to... Well, like, because it's hydroponically grown, so it should be, like... They say it's supposed to be 2 to 3 times faster than regular. Yeah. So, I don't know. And then my dad is like, put it in the ground, put it in the ground. And I'm like, no. Like, it's working fine in the system I have. Like, let it grow like this.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like, instead of having the conversation with my parents, which is like, stop listening to that newfangled music. They're like, why are you growing plants in water? They're supposed to be in the ground. And
don't
I'm like,
do it this way.
And well, he's the one that pushed me to cut one of the peppers off to try it. And I'm like, it's not ready. And he's like, no, let's just do it. It looks yellow. And I'm like, it's not ready. Let it grow more. It's supposed to turn green. So yeah, those are the conversations I have with my family.
Good stuff.
It's like the most bizarre thing in the world. So yeah, that's about it, I think. Can't think of anything else that's exciting. I'm supposed to be on... Oh, what?
Conflict.
Yeah, there's a conflict on our Evernote thing.
Ooh. What was the conflict?
I can't find it.
All looks good to me. Vinyl.
Oh, vinyl. We didn't talk about vinyl. Oh, well.
There's another one.
Another one. Oh, that one had Starship Troopers on it, though.
Ah.
I think we talked about all of this.
I think so. I think it was just vinyl and Starship Troopers.
Huh. That's weird. Yeah, I can't think of anything else. Go give Harmony T-Bar a try in Mission Viejo. Very limited menu, but pretty good. And you don't have to drive all the way to Irvine if you live in South Orange County. It's probably the best boba you can get around here.
Such a limited range of people we're talking to right now.
It's like, hey, you.
Hey, if you in this specific region, but you're not close to Irvine, that you don't have, that you're closer to Mission Viejo
than you are to Irvine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. That's about it, I think. Can't think of anything else.
Yeah, nothing else really happened that I can think of.
Did you watch the GOP debate?
Oh, I did watch that, actually.
I watched a little bit of it.
I watched the whole
thing. It was maddening.
The whole thing.
It was really so frustrating to me.
It's just weird.
What do you think Donald Trump meant by his blood comment? Do you think he was talking about a woman's period?
I don't know what he's talking about.
Do you know the quote I'm talking about?
I don't know the exact quote. Oh, it's I know like, something. I heard about it. But,
he had blood coming, or she had blood coming out of her eyes and wherever.
Oh, I think that's like literally the part of the debate I missed, actually.
No, he said it the next day on Don Lemon to CNN. On CNN to Don Lemon.
Yeah. He makes a weird comment every day.
Yeah.
He's still in the polls. I don't know what the polls are after the debate. I'm not sure.
It's crazy to me that they had to limit the debate to like 10 people.
They got like 17 people or something. Yeah. They had an earlier debate where they actually let the other people debate own debate.
Yeah. It was like Bobby Jindal.
They don't even have enough time. Like
all those other people.
I saw a funny video. It was... there's a Canadian debate the same day that had a mashup of this American debate, Canadian debate, and it was playing at the same time. And we have all the like elaborate, these are the rules. Like it wastes like 5-10 minutes,
just
the rules, and then explaining, and they're already into the debate. And like, it's just how much, it's so much just a show and a joke, and no one really, like, you're not getting really anything from these debates, just how they're answering questions and like able to do that. But you can't really tell who's going to be good from that.
No.
It's just you can tell if who's a jerk or who's stupid. Or that's what it is. It's more to like point out who's shouldn't be than who should be.
Yeah, like I was watching it, and my family's a big Jeopardy family.
Mm-hmm.
So like we're watching Fox News, and that day Fox News was on my house so much.
Yeah.
It was like the most it's been on in my house.
Mm-hmm. That's the ever. Longest I've ever watched Fox News.
I felt sick watching it.
Yeah. And then all the ads in between are weird, too.
Yeah, because I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, it was competing with Jeopardy, and I was like, my dad's the one who was interested in watching the GOP debate, and I'm like, This is literally the opposite of Jeopardy. We're watching, like, 10 stupid people on a stage talk when we could be watching, like, and it's right now it's a Tournament of Champions on Jeopardy, so it's, like, three of the smartest Jeopardy players play. So me and my family, besides my dad, went to the park instead to get away from it. But I actually thought of a Jeopardy. I was watching Jeopardy with my family, and I got Final Jeopardy came up, and I knew the answer. And my dad was very impressed with me, but I was like, I'm just a patriot, father. That's not what I said. But I was like, how you like them apples, is what I did say. But I was like, I was wondering if you knew the answer. And it was in the United States Constitution, there are three Latin phrases. The first one being, what was it? It was ex post facto pro tempore. Is that the right? Pro tempore. What is the third one?
E pluribus unum?
No. It is
that on some kind of money? Is
that that's on money, but not on the Constitution. Right. It's a two phrase. Mm-hmm. Two word phrase.
Two word phrase.
Two word Latin phrase.
I don't know where it is.
It's, oh my God, I remembered at the time, it's corpus, what is it? It means bring forth the corpse, or the body, and it's, when they, like, oh my God. This story is so much less exciting now that I forgot the phrase.
Yeah, it's like, you can remember in, sorry, in crunch time, but not in, not at this time.
Constitution, bring... Habeas corpus.
Oh, habeas corpus.
Yeah. It means, like, I think it literally translates to, like, bring forth the body.
Yeah.
So I thought that was... You should have the body. That's what it translates to. Mm. It's a recourse in law whereby a person can report an unlawful detention or imprisonment before a court. Anyways. Yeah, that's pretty much my week. No, no. I'm not looking forward to, like, the 24th. I think I start school again.
Yeah.
And I just looked at my schedule, and I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to survive. It's, like, a lot taking of driving. Lot. It's five classes.
A lot of Fullerton.
Yeah, there's, like, four of my classes are Fullerton, but I have to... One of my classes I have to meet twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like Tuesday, 11:30 to 12:45 at Fullerton. And then I have class again at like 7 on those days.
Oh, so you're going to go there, come back.
And then...
Go again.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a lot.
And then Wednesday, I think, is 4 to 7 at Fullerton. Let me see. I don't think anyone cares about my school schedule next semester anyways. But it's so convenient. I have it right here. Yeah, what? Wednesday is 4 to 7.
What about Monday and Friday?
Monday is 7 to 10 in Irvine. Friday, no class.
Okay, at least you got no Friday.
But it's like, I don't know how I'm going to handle work and all this.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Luckily, the 4 to 7 class, I can just like leave work early and then get to school. Won't be too bad. Leave work at like 3. Mm-hmm. Straight from work, just drive up and just be starving at 7 o'clock. And
need to eat.
Yeah. But I'm used to that anyways. So, thank you for listening.
On Netflix today is stuff I can't see at the moment. But it is Dino Trucks, Ever After Highway to Wonderland?
No, I think it's Ever After Highway to Wonderland.
Oh, okay. The colons. I need some punctuation. Ever After Highway to Wonderland, season 3. Ship of Thesis. And tomorrow is Alex of Venice. And on Sunday is Being Flynn, Pariah, and Seeking a Friend for the End of the World.
Isn't that one with Simon Pegg, right?
No, it's with Steve Carell and Keira Knightley.
Yeah. I was thinking How to Lose End? All Your Friend. No, How to Lose All...
Oh.
How to Lose All Your Friends and Alienate People. That's like Megan Fox and Simon Pegg. That's a weird movie. Anyways, yeah, come back tomorrow. Or not tomorrow. Come back on Monday.
Yes.
We'll have a new episode for you. Ideally. So,
hopefully. Can always hope.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for listening. Until next week. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.